She was born with the audacity to auditorically augment your membrane. Audible dope for the user. Auditory truth for the insane. Important in the instrumentation of the black woman bringing the truth when she came. Her do it all for you brown-skinned girls. Queens with blood and sugar cane. All tales bring you Audie light. For your Audie days or your Audie nights. We was shook when Audie left. Press play, she'll get you Audie right. Buy the Audie cakes, hear the Audie bites. Dopest Leo ever? Yeah, Audie tight. Welcome to All Tales, an episode in the week of Audrey's life. Enjoy the show.
Hey, guys. Welcome to another episode of All Tales. This is season 3, episode 4. And today I have a very special guest with me. We met back in March. And the moment I heard him say, because he came in and I was asleep. But the next morning when I woke up, I heard some guy say, I'm making some mimosas. Y'all want some? And I was like, whoever that is, that's my best friend. Because
I do remember that.
It's early as hell. He ain't here talking about mimosas.
It was definitely like 7:30. It definitely was. But yeah. It's okay. You know, it was a celebration. And I think mimosas bring people together. And it expects great things to happen. So
yeah. And you guys, I had literally just opened my eyes and here he come in the room. Here you go. And I was just like, oh, he's like, I'm Marco, by the way. And I was like, oh, well.
Oh, yeah. Everybody was asleep when I came in that night.
Mm-hmm. But everybody, this is Marco.
Hey y'all. Hey world. How y'all living?
You want to do your plug now or you can do both. Do your plug now and then.
You know, I can plug myself, you know, because I am the plug. Hey world. You can follow me at This Is Hear Me Out on Twitter and Instagram. If you want my personal page, that's just Marco the Prince. Yeah, hear me out every week on all streaming platforms. And yeah, let's do this thing. I'm excited. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, of course, no problem. Of course, I'm getting.
And today is Beyonce's birthday too.
And so, I need to mention
today that. Is a very important day. Chloe and Haley has dropped a single. I'm not going to talk about that because you know it just wasn't what I expected. But still, no, the Do It remix.
Are you disappointed?
Yeah. We could have just stuck with the original. I'm just gonna say that. I'm just gonna stick with the original.
I haven't heard it yet. What don't you like about it?
It is a lot going on. You got Doja Cat rapping, and then you have like the City Girls doing their thing, and then you have the harmonies in the background of Chloe and Haley, and then isn't it one more person on there?
City Girls. Yes.
Mulatto.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this is, it's a lot. So I'm just going to stick to the original, you know, still going to support the girls. But yeah, this one didn't move me how I wanted it to.
Well, y'all, let me tell you Marco's response. So I hit him. We've been talking about having him on my show for like forever. I was on his show forever ago too. But I hit him up. I'm like, hey. Are you free September 4th for recording? The first thing this man said was, that's Beyonce's birthday. And I'm just like, so are you free or not? Like, me with this response. And he was just like, yeah, I'm free. And I was just like, why couldn't you just say that from the beginning? Why'd you have to tell me it was Beyonce's birthday?
Because I just need people to know that that day is important to me as it should to you. And I'm just taking my time out of Beyonce Day to just do this live and celebrate greatness on this magical September 4th. So.
Jay Book says City Girls could have stayed off.
Yes, and everybody else too.
So no remix at all?
Just no remix. Like,
mm-mm. I gotta listen to it.
I mean, I love the women empowerment, I do, but I just.
It just wasn't working.
For me. As an individual.
I gotta listen. I haven't heard it yet. But apparently people are making fun of one of the chicks because they said she wasn't on beat.
Carisha probably. Carisha never on beat, but she is on beat. They always be trying to, they always go, there's always like a Twitter thread of her like never rapping on beat or whatever. But I mean, I like it. The girl can rap.
But was she on beat?
She can rap. The delivery was there, you know.
oh, no.
I'm all about celebrating people on this September 4th because today is Beyonce's birthday.
So. Okay, so I'm going to ask you tomorrow then.
Do not disturb. Tomorrow is self-care Saturday. I'm going to wake up and go on a nice little hike and turn my phone off. So, yeah.
Well, that's good. I wish I could do that. Okay, then. So we're going to start with my first two segments. Autumn said that's a soft no. I don't know what she's talking about, but whatever. Yeah, I have sweet tea. So last week I did What If First. So this week I'll do Confessions of a Single Parent. You know what? I don't even really have a confession this week. I was so busy thinking about what if questions that I didn't think of any single parent confessions. I'll just say I'm tired. Hell, these kids are driving me crazy and I'm tired. I don't know how I'm going to survive the school year.
You will survive it. Yeah. Sorry.
I don't know how. I salute teachers because they have the patience to take care of our teach our children. Because I don't have the patience. Like, helping with homework and, like, you see those memes when they be like, if the black parents standing up and they're super frustrated.
If 5 minus 3, that one?
Yep. That is me. That is definitely me. So, but yeah, I don't really have a confession this week. It's just, I'm just tired. I need a break. Baylor said, I have a confession. Sometimes I cook and sometimes it's PB&J for dinner.
I was going to say, I love PB&Js. Have you ever had a fried peanut butter and jelly sandwich? That's some my shit.
You are the second person to ask me that.
Yes. That's some high shit, but it is so fucking good.
So, okay. I need you
to. So what you do is you got to put like a little spread of butter on the end. So, you know, make it like a grilled cheese, but in the middle, you literally have peanut butter and jelly, flip it over 30 seconds, get a little brown, take it off. And let me tell you, when I talk about melt in your mouth,
Baylor said he had one. He said it wasn't bad at all.
See?
Yeah. Oh no, man. That's
well, think about it like toast. Don't you toast your bread and then put the jelly on it so the jelly's already getting a little bit warm?
Yeah, I guess you got a point.
Yeah. I mean, and everybody's had like warm peanut butter on a slice of bread. Just put it together.
You got a point. Baylor said strawberry versus grape.
Are we talking about jam or jelly? Because you know niggas out here like I like strawberry.
Dean says strawberry too.
Yeah, I like strawberry.
I like strawberry. Yeah, Jason says strawberry too. Yeah, strawberry is definitely the goat of goats. But yeah, I guess that's my single parent confession. Ew, my mom said grape. Mom.
Mm-mm. We ain't doing no grape over here. The only thing I'm doing grape are grapes that turn into liquid so then I can drink it.
Even Autumn said grape too. Something wrong with y'all. So I know you're not a parent.
Oh no. I am a great uncle. I am a great goddad.
Why do you say it like that?
I just, you know, kids are amazing. They are. I'm just very content with being the uncle. I don't need to take responsibility of someone else. I didn't even ask to be here. So, like, why would I make somebody else come into this shitty ass world that we live in?
I told my parents I was going to sue them for having me.
And I was like, so, you know, I just don't want no kids.
Baylor said uncles have very important roles.
Thank you.
See, I can't front. I do like being an aunt. And I also like
Black uncles matter.
I mainly like being an aunt because once they get the kids get on my nerves, I can send them back to their mama.
Exactly. And you know what I always do with my nieces and nephews, because I got a million of them across the whole United States. You know, I'll be like, hey, how my nephew's doing? You'd be like, Marco, you did call to talk to me today. they're like super life coaches with hidden superpowers. Thank you.
So what I was about to say, you don't have any kids.
No.
So Autumn says she loves being an aunt. So you can't do a single or confessions of a single parent, but do you have your own version of confessions of
Confessions of a nigga on the streets?
There we go. Streets. Let's hear it. Stop giggling.
My confession is I'm just living life. And I'm here.
That's it.
My confession, yeah.
These
are my confessions.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say, I'm going to put every time I do a what if segment, I'm going to add that in there. Baylor said, godparents is like substitute teachers. My kids don't have a godparent.
Godparent, yeah, that's factual. Godparents are like substitute teachers.
Right. Jay Book said, me too. I love to have my niece and nephew and then give them back to their parents when I'm tired. Exactly. Like, I can't get rid of mine. I'd be wanting to, but I threaten to drop them off at the fire station every day. Maybe that's my confession of a suit. Maybe that's my confession. When I get up in there,
that is torture.
Every day.
That is torture. You should not do things like that.
What is the problem? What is the problem?
You cannot drop my nephews off at the fire station. There are too many Black movies like that in the world.
Listen, we live right down the street. Every time we pass the fire station, I say, look, y'all keep acting up and drop you off right here. This is like an everyday reminder. They know what's up. They know what's up.
Don't play with me because mama ain't no fool. You can get out right here.
Jared said, Is it bad that I don't know who my daughter's godparents? No, because my children don't have godparents. Confession, I failed a quiz for class. She has read 100 pages for 3-point quiz. That's okay.
Well.
I failed so many quizzes.
Yeah, we all, I hate quizzes. I hate tests, so. Like, I get excited. I'm like, oh, I gotta. Well, I used to because I'm not in school, but I used to be like, oh, I gotta see. You know what? I'll take that C.
Listen, C's get degrees, okay?
Oh, you telling me, okay?
All right, so that was the confessions from me and Marco. Damn, Baylor said, I forgot a few of my godchildren. Do better. So. Yeah. My what if questions, and they're all so good. And you know what? I think this is what's crazy. I think about all this stuff when I'm about to go to bed, and I just don't understand why. So one night I was in bed and I was just laying there about to go to sleep, and then all these what if questions popped up in my head, and I pulled out my phone and I wrote them all down. So I want to ask you two today.
Okay.
What if what if you remember that show, Confession of Order, something else that I do not need. Do better, Autumn. That addiction show where people talk about I'm addicted to whatever. Like someone was on there, they was addicted to baby powder.
Oh, yeah, that bullshit, yeah.
Okay, what if you were asked to go on the show? What would be your addiction?
I don't Addiction? That is a really good question. If I was to go on that show, what would my addiction be? Texting the wrong niggas.
I can't stand. Really? Yeah, that's what's called my strange addiction. Texting the wrong, really?
Yeah, that'll probably be it, yeah.
My addiction, Fiona.
I'm really thinking. Raspberry. Oh, addicted to raspberry. Oh, okay. I have an addiction of shoes. I have a lot of shoes, and when it's a shoe like I know that I want, I would do anything just to, you know, make ends. I mean, not anything, but like I'm going to be purchasing. I ain't doing something strange for no change. But
oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, and gummy bears. Gummy bears. That's what it is. And gummy bears now. The little gold ones. I found out that at Family Dollar, they're a dollar. But at other places, they like 2.19 and shit. So, gummy bears and shoes.
Okay, so mine would be ice. I eat ice like crazy.
Okay.
I think it's the crunch for me. I don't know, but I'm addicted to it. Oreos for Jared.
Oh, Oreos! I used to be addicted to Oreos.
Autumn said, I have a real life addiction to sugar. Like a doctor told me, it's the worst. Aw.
No.
So ice and... What was the other one? Oh, coffee mugs, man. Mm. You know, I have over 40 coffee mugs. And I keep buying them. And I just don't know why.
So, you like coffee mugs. It's okay.
But what I'm not, okay, it's just me, Marco. Like, I'm the only one that's really using them. Why do I need 40 plus coffee mugs?
I don't know why you need 40 plus coffee mugs. So I can't answer that for you. But I'm just saying it is okay to buy things that you like. And it's okay to have an addiction to buying things that you like. You might not need 40 coffee mugs, but.
I'm probably at like 45 right now.
It's okay. But do you challenge yourself to like use all of them, like within like a calendar? See, look, you got a whole game over there.
Bailey said coffee mugs are collector items. Mm-hmm. I mean, so when I buy a house, I plan on having like a separate room and just having all my coffee mugs in there.
That would be dope.
Yes. So.
So, question, do you collect any... like certain type of coffee mugs, like only Starbucks or like letters or like you have a thing or you just like them all?
I ain't got no type.
I ain't got no type.
Hey.
Bad bitches on.
See, this is why I love Marco, because he'll randomly like, you'll be talking and he'll randomly just start singing.
Yeah. I'm addicted to buying things on Amazon. Yeah, I actually stopped shopping there.
Why?
Because the man is making money off of us during a pandemic and not donating or anything. And plus, I'm trying to cut back on spending.
How's that working out?
Actually, really great.
Oh, good.
I watched the movie, I did watch it. I watched it all. The Minimalist on Netflix. And I was so intrigued by these people just traveling the world with a certain amount of items and like living their dream. Mm-hmm. Like not attached to anything. Granted, they didn't have kids, so like that's a plus. But
you don't have kids.
You see why I was inspired by it. you see why I don't want to produce a kid, because then I won't be able to just let's get up and just go on the road all day.
Right.
But yeah, I think I'm going to challenge myself to do that. So I'm going to go and declutter and clear my life. the show or the movie is actually very therapeutic to watch. You get to learn different things and how much we spend on things that we shouldn't and things that we're attached to that we should not be attached to anymore. So
what's the movie?
Minimalist.
Oh.
It's on Netflix.
Okay. I have to check it out.
Yeah. So
did I ask you two what ifs? No, I didn't.
You asked me one.
Okay. So my second what if. Have you seen the Truman Show?
The what?
Okay. Let's.
Does it sound like the Truman?
Yeah.
No, definitely not.
Okay, so what if one day you woke up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you realized something wasn't right with your life. Just things were weird. You were doing the same things over and over. And just everything just seemed perfect every single day. But then one day you find out that you're actually on like a reality show or something like that, or like on a show and people were like setting up things for your life to be perfect. Would you continue on or would you try to?
So do I know these things are happening or am I
don't
just-
Don't find out until later.
No, I want control over my life.
Even if it's perfect?
No, because life is supposed to fuck you up and you're supposed to learn from it.
Dog, what if they had set it up to where...
I mean, do I meet Beyonce at the end of my life? Because...
Yes! What if they did everything that you ever wanted? Like, okay, you became best friends with Beyonce. You was a millionaire. Like, they just set it up to where your life was extremely perfect. And then one day, something is off. And you're just like... And then you find out everything's been set up and you're part of this reality show. Or... It's not like things didn't happen because whatever, good luck or the universe. People actually set this up for you. Oh, you're frozen. Sounds like Satan. Where'd you go? Oh, I lost him. But everybody else until he comes back. Autumn said, that's my movie. Yes, Baylor, The Truman Show. What did I say? Oh, he's gone. Everything in that movie was in place. It was wild. No, Mom, The Truman Show. He was being watched all his life, and they were just... I know you guys seen this movie before. It came out in 1998. So it's kind of, well, not kind of, it's hella old, but it's crazy. So like, what if that was like, what if that's what was going on in our life? It was just a big ass social experiment. Would y'all, well, 2020 sucks. So yeah, I want to get out of that shit ASAP. But what if it was like this, just a big, everything was fake. Y'all ever think about that? Yeah, it's with Jim Carrey. I know you guys seen this before. There's no way you guys have never seen this movie. If not, now is the perfect time to look for the movie and watch it. I've had control for long enough. I'm good with a setup. Bring on the camera. So you will be with it. Even if you knew the truth, you would just be like, all right, whatever, and keep going on with your life. I graduated from high school in 98. Dag, Tam, you old. J-Book said no. Well, who's the writers for 2020? Because they tripping. Right. I'm saying, what if this was like a social experiment or something? I have seen it. I think it would be fine when it was good, but if it was bad, nah. So... how would you even adjust to things not being perfect anymore? True. So you guys would be fine with you guys just wouldn't want to venture off to see what would happen. I think that often, to be honest, like, what if I'm really a baby sleeping in my crib and this is all this is all a dream. Baylor said he wouldn't want to know. I would. Curiosity would get the best of me. I'm not even going to lie. I would test the boundaries, I guess. But then again, I don't know. I would want to experience my random journey when it's all said and done. But what if it's just like a routine, like nothing changes? I need, like, well, I'm pretty sure they'll throw in some exciting things. Autumn said, I would definitely be trying to see what's all popping outside the bubble. Right. My mom said, I think it would be a mind-blowing experience, which would probably make me go insane. Marco's back. Hey.
Sorry, I'm in a hotel, so you already know how this
ends. That's life. Tam said, I feel like some people will be weak as fuck. Like, the struggles of not having life be perfect is what has made us who we are. I don't mind. Baylor said, I don't mind spoilers, but I remember my fate all the time. That's not fun. So, Marco.
Back to living the perfect life.
Would you want to continue? If you found out one day that it was all set up for you, this isn't really your life, would you want to continue with that perfect life? Or would you kind of be like, what happens if I do this?
So is this similar to like The Good Place? Because no, I don't know. I don't want a perfect life. No.
No? What do you think is a perfect, what would be a perfect life for you?
I don't know. That's why I don't want one. Like, I like this life that I'm living now. So like a perfect life that's already planned out, like everything is planned for me. No, like for me, that sounds ridiculous.
So Jared said he would probably fuck with them if he knew, just randomly sprint off in random directions and see if they were ready for it. Have fun with it. Would you do that? I would probably do that once I found out, because I would probably find out in the, like, some kind of secret way, and I would just fuck with them every day. But then what if you fuck with them and then everything just turns into chaos?
Yeah, exactly. What happens when you don't want that perfect life anymore? I mean, I don't know how many people would say that, but, you know, like, what if I do? What if I do? I'm like, oh, this perfect life is good. And I'm like, I don't want to do this shit no more. Like, I'm getting ideally, people want everything that they ask for. But when it's coming true, I'm like, it just, for me, it lowers the value of everything. Like, I want to work to get to see what I can own and get and all this other shit.
Even if he was best friends with Beyonce? Come on, Marco.
I can be best friends with Beyonce today. That's what I'm working on. So that's not selling me to have a perfect life and be on a reality show. No. I am going to go to Parkwood and I'm going to get as close as I can. See, I keep putting it in the universe, you know? He's got the energies in the space.
See, if it was a reality show, they would put it in they would make that happen for you.
No.
Tomorrow you'd be walking down the street and then bam, Beyonce would be right there and you'd be like, and then she'd be like, Marco, and you'd be like, really? And then best friends, because she knows what's going on.
But like one day I would just be like, why is all this shit happening? Every time I ask, like I'll just ask for everything and like it'd just appear. No. That's just, it's just, and I also have never been into like futuristic things like comics or like superheroes, so that could be it too, but I don't, I just like this life.
Okay.
So what are they saying in here?
A lot of foolishness.
Are they even talking to us, or are they talking to each other?
All of the above. Okay. My mom said, okay, Marco, that's how entanglements get started.
Exactly. That's what I want. Like, thanks, you want mom. Huh?
You want entanglements?
No, I was joking. But I mean, to just, I'll talk to you off mic about that.
All right. So, do you have any what if questions?
What if niggas didn't have the audacity anymore? You know how much the world would be such a better place if people would just like doing shit on purpose? Like, you have the audacity to do this shit? Who do you think I am? Who are you playing? Like, because I know, I don't know. I just,
yeah. And you're so serious. I could feel it.
I am so, like, if niggas didn't have the audacity.
Yep. I hear it. That's a legit what if question. I'm
like, why can't you just, like, bro, why you just can't be yourself? Like, why you gotta be extra? Why you gotta do this? Why you gotta do that? Yes, mom, you better know.
That was a legit question. I like that. I wasn't even prepared for that one. I thought you were gonna ask something outrageous, but that's a legit question.
Yeah, I just Oh, I do have another one though.
Okay.
Oh. Damn, what was my other one? Oh, what if black people had the power and white people were doing everything we are going through now?
I always wonder that.
And like, I don't want to talk about like what's going on, because like I'm still not like mentally over the march on Washington.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to that?
I did. So like I'm still trying to process it all and like take it, you know, yeah, that moment in. But yeah, I always wonder, like, what if like we had all the House Senates and all the presidencies and like there was only one white president, and like so to say the blacks were Republican and then the whites were Democrats, like what if everything was just flipped? Uh-huh. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really wonder how the world would be.
But do you think if it was like that, then black people would be racist?
Yes. But I also, so there's different types of racist in my book, but I'm speaking from the superior power. Like, I feel like we as individuals, we can say like, you know, my black is beautiful, my white is beautiful. But where, like, it fucks up, it's where it comes in, like, hating just the color of the skin. You know, like, you can think your class is better than ours. Like, yeah, go ahead, like, rah, yeah. But, like, when you guys are purposely doing shit in our face,
right,
and not resolving the issues that are actually going and dangling candy and carrots in front of us, like, that's where the whole fucking racism shit is happening. Like, we're going, look at us talking about it now. We're going through all this fucking shit in the world and no one is saying anything. Nobody. Like, what are we doing? We are just, and like me, myself too, like sometimes I'm just like, I don't want to deal with anything that's happening in the world. So I'll just close all electronics and just zone out. But that's also like, Marco, you're just letting this shit happen. You're just sitting
right here.
I also got to worry about my mental health.
Right.
So like, sometimes I just get high and I just listen to jazz music. And I'm just like, I don't know. These are just, you just learn something new every time you talk to me. But, and just like really wonder that. I'm just like, what if black people were the millionaires? What if black people had all these businesses? Like, just, I don't know. I just, I just wish I had like a big ass Uno card for the world, and I can just slam it, and just everything will be reversed.
This world don't care about us. Don't expect it to. Which is,
oh, that's true. I was not saying they care about us. I'm asking, when are we gonna stop yelling? Because my throat hurts. Because I'm with the shits.
Right.
So when are we like, again, I understand people got kids and like violence is not the answer. No, I'm just saying like from like a safety standpoint, I get it.
Right.
Violence is not the answer. But like, how many more times do I have to change the hashtag name? We literally have enough names to make Black Lives Matter on our shirt, just with the name itself. That
is bananas.
Okay, something more positive because I'm over it. Now I'm about to get angry. I am on vacation and I am drinking, so I don't want to get too emotional on this live, but it's just something I've been holding in because I'm just not understanding where we went wrong. Like where we went wrong with this whole like political campaign, this whole wrong with the whole fucking race war. I don't know. I'm just fucking over all this shit, and it's just really frustrating. But shout out to my therapist because she has been seeing me weekly. And I know she's tired of, I don't know if she's really tired, but this is just me speaking for her. But I know she's tired of me like venting to her about the same fucking bullshit that I'm not paying her to do. Like, I'm not paying you for you to listen to me vent about the shit that's happening. I want to work on my health, but like, that's what's taking over right now.
Right.
And she's a Black woman, so I know she like feels it too. So
I need a Black therapist. I got some old white guy who tries to make like corny dad jokes, and I'm just like, okay, yeah. But wait, before we jump into the whole therapy thing, I wanted to ask this question from Baylor.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Would you want to know the outcome to everyone else's life, or everyone knows your outcome but can't tell you?" I personally would not want to know the outcome of my life because then I'm more than likely going to have anxiety about it every single day. Mm-hmm. And I have to live my best life.
Right. I agree with you. I would rather people around me know what's my outcome of life. Yeah, I'm not about to wake up and just, that sounds very stressful. That sounds like a job that I did not sign up for, okay?
Exactly. Can you just imagine, like, you're just living your best life and all of a sudden you find out what your outcome is going to be and then it's just like, well, damn. Like, I didn't want to know that. Just let me just continue to just live my life without knowing anything.
The same life that we're living now. The only difference is we have choices, and depending on which choice we make, other things might pop up. I would not want to know the outcome of this. I wouldn't. Yeah. Oh, you wouldn't want that responsibility. That's a good one.
But like, could we tell them? Well, no, because I wouldn't want to be the bearer of bad news.
No, but I also look at it as a good thing, though. So, like, I'm a firm believer of friends come in cycles. Like, it just happens. So, like, if I'm at that stage in the whole fucking, no, I don't know, however this is going to be played out. But if it's my time to, like, separate you as a friend, I'd be like, oh, you know what? I need you to go out. I want to see you do better. So, for me, I'd be like, oh, I want to take that responsibility. Where am I at in your life? Like, what did we do? While we were together, so I'll make that very memorable and then send you all free, just like an 18-year-old child, okay? Oh, sorry.
I'm not about to start with you, Marco.
You got me on this live, so this is what you do.
All right. So the main topic, look at us already 40 minutes in, we get to the main topic.
Okay, girl. Who are you doing?
Okay. So I found this meme on Facebook and it said, and I felt like this was perfect for you because I remember on Twitter, you had said, you talk about your therapist a lot, which I feel like is fantastic because people are, especially Black people, they're ashamed to say that they see a therapist. So I love the fact that you're open about it and you tell everybody about it. And then you also are very open about cutting people off. Like you have, I've seen so many tweets from you about how you've cut family members off, friends, with no hesitation because you just don't have time for it. So I saw this meme and it said, people in therapy often go to therapy to deal with the people in their lives who won't go to therapy. And listen, I had to reevaluate my whole life because that is all facts. Like, I know I was in before, I had to go to mandatory therapy when I got arrested. That was part of the deal. I had to go to therapy for 6 months. But when I was in therapy, I was talking about the people in my lives who has issues of their own who needs to go to therapy. And I'm just like,
let me tell you, do not get me started. Like, trying to talk to someone that needs therapy but does not want to go to therapy, we have no conversation. Like, I just don't have the time. Like, so I cut, like, people off, like, how you move. And, like, I have a two-strike rule. I don't know who made this rule of three strikes and you're out. But for me, it's only two. One time, silly me. Second time, silly you. And then we're done.
You just talked about that on your show.
Just why are we doing a third chance? You fucked up. I fucked up. Or you fucked up. I gave you a second chance. Where does this third and fourth and fifth and sixth and seventh chance come from? I gotta go places and I can't stop because of you.
Jerry said, life on life's term. We can change them only how we react to them.
But it did not come easy doing this. I've learned going through my therapy sessions about like almost 2 years now that I seek for validation just from like my circle of friends. But my therapist was like, oh, that comes from because you know so many people. She's like, no, it's okay to like know a lot of people, but you also have to have just your inner circle that you trust. So I was reversed. I was looking all around versus the people that was already there. And then when it got deeper, I was like, oh yeah, this is easy. I can just cut people off and just like not really talk to them and, you know, still be this great Black American man and do shit. So I cut people off. I actually had to cut family members off. I just don't have time.
So, I mean, I feel you because I've cut so many people off. Mm-hmm. But okay, you said you give two people chances and that's it, right? Mm-hmm. So do you recommend that they go to therapy and they just be like, nah?
So I haven't gotten to the point to like tell people that they fucking crazy, but
not like that, Marco.
I also like, I think people do things on purpose. Like, I don't really believe in coincidences. I just think people plot and plan. Mm-hmm. Especially when it comes to friendships and family members, especially family members. Mm-hmm. But they know what they're doing because they know how to poke the bear. But if you keep letting them poke the bear, you're still going to be irritated. You're still letting this person live in your head rent-free. They're not adding any value to your life. So why are you here? Why are we doing this? Why do I need to argue with you every time we see each other? Like, I don't want that energy.
Right.
And I don't do long paragraphs either. So if you have something to say, you can call me on the phone because my number ain't changed. You see that? Bars. Effortless. I'm out.
A mess.
Yeah. So
if you was in a relationship, would you expect?
Yes. Somebody to go to therapy?
Yeah.
Oh, it is mandatory now. So, hear me out for a second. It's like, you don't already have to be going through therapy. Mm-hmm. Because I understand, one, therapy is expensive. Mm-hmm. And I understand, like, maybe this is not the right time for them. The comments is throwing me off. damn, what was I saying? You don't have to like be in therapy, but as long as you're working on yourself some way, somehow, like, for example, if I want to date somebody bigger, but you're always complaining about you being big and fat and X, Y, and Z, but you're not working out. Okay. I can't do that because I need you to want for yourself too. Mm-hmm. I can't always be like, oh, we should go work out. Maybe you should invite me to go work out with you. Not saying we got to work out together. But just like, we're a partnership versus a relationship, you know, like, and it's understanding like their goals and your goals, but building something together. Building something together, but still knowing your individuality. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And I understand people don't want to go to therapy, but I mean, I was like that too. I was like, I'm not crazy. I'm not this. I'm not that. Let me tell you, I don't know what came over me, but I was like, you know what? I got this good insurance from this good job. So you know what? We're going to use this to use what we got to get what we want to get where we're going. Okay. That was good, huh? I'm dropping all type of bars and gems.
You are.
But for real though, I think it's very valuable if I do decide to date again, that they go to therapy. I want to know who you are, like, what struggles have you been through? And if you can't talk about that with me, I know damn sure you ain't talked about it with no therapist.
Right.
So, and I'm not about to be therapeuting these niggas for free. Run me my check, okay?
That's my next question. Like, how do you feel if they're just like, oh, I don't want to go to therapy. You could just be my therapist.
No. Not at all. I'm not licensed. So we'll start there. Second of all, I'm not about to be doing this shit for free because I need my coin. But right. Third of all, like, we're together. We're living together. I'm not about to be me, be a great partner, and be your therapist. No. I can be me and I can be a great partner. Mm-hmm. I can't be your therapist because I already know everything about you. I can help you through things that you have talked to a therapist about, but I can't therapeute you because I still got shit going on.
Right.
I'm not even fully there myself.
So you said at one point you was that person that didn't believe you need to go to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you was like, I'm not crazy. Did you think only crazy people go to therapy?
No, I just wasn't ready for the truth. So where it come from? So I'm not really close to my family. Mm-hmm. So I moved away when I was 22 to Washington, D.C. And I've only been back to Portland probably about 2 times. Mm-hmm. And then my mom lives in Vegas. And I think I've been to Vegas like 4 times ever since I moved away. Mm-hmm. And that was... Oh, so I guess these niggas don't know how old I am. So this was back in 2000, like 8-ish? Oh, no, like 9, 10-ish?
Mm-hmm.
So it's 2020 now. So like that shows you our family dynamic. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, like they're still family. We're blood. Like they're my sisters and my brothers. Like I need to be there. I need to be this great person. But then one day I was like, Marco, this is not healthy for you. These niggas don't care about you.
Right.
They don't call you. They don't text you. They don't even know you're doing this right now. So why are you putting all this effort doing that? You need to work, Marco. You need help on that. You don't need this type of energy in your head. Like, yes, they are your family, but you can also love them from a fucking distance. Yep. Call me when it's an emergency. I'm not coming home for Christmas. I'm not coming home for Thanksgiving. I'm not doing it. Because why? For the pictures and the Instagram and the Facebooks, save all that.
Right.
Because I don't even want to be in the pictures. I'm comfortable. I am sitting right here in the corner with my wine. Just, I'm already high. I've already ate. Like, I am ready to take a nap. Don't get me up out of my seat to take these family pictures in front of this tree, because I'm not doing it.
Right.
Don't ask me to take the picture either, because I'm not.
All right.
Sorry. So that, and it's just like, I don't like, so I have to go to therapy to understand like separation and balance. And just knowing, like, Marco, like, your family don't fuck with you, but strangers are going to turn into your friends that you're going to turn into your family.
Right.
Like, strangers are going to support you more than fucking your own blood. And I don't know. I don't know why it's like that. That it's always been so strange to me.
Yeah.
What's the hate for? You know how quick it is to retweet or repost or just come up with a quick caption just to support somebody?
Right.
It literally takes seconds. Knocking at my door. That reminded me of the Monica, what she did on Monday. She was like, kick down your door and smack your chick.
Oh goodness. So do you feel like, first of all, when did you start going to therapy?
So I went, oh, okay, girl. So I've always been crazy, but I went to therapy as soon as I moved to Rochester because I knew I made not the best decision at the time, because a nigga like me can't deal with no snow. But you know, love make you just do some crazy things. Mm-hmm. And you just got to figure it out as you go. And then one day I woke up and I was like, I am not dealing with this snow. I'm not dealing with all these emotions in my head. But Marco, before your whole next chapter plan, whatever you got going on, you going to therapy. Because we're not about to be out here just ripping and running and living dreams without working on your mental health. It don't work.
Right.
So, and I also knew that once the relationship was over, like, that's all I knew.
Yeah.
So I was like, so how do I be single again? Like, I mean, like, I know how to be single, but like, I don't want to be that type of single, you know, like, balance. Like, you take me as I am. Like, right. you might get singing Marco all day, and then you might get Marco that don't want to fucking talk to you, and then you might get the Marco that want to just fucking talk all day.
I got the singing Marco.
you just gotta. And one thing I learned, I was like, I'm not dating anybody before I learn about myself first. Mm-hmm. And what I want out of a relationship. And I don't even want a relationship. I want a partnership.
Right.
Because, like, what are we doing? I need us to be building shit together.
Right.
Relationships, I feel like people get too comfortable with it. Well, let me not say people. Let me say me. I got too comfortable with my relationship, and I lost who I was. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is not you. Like, I was about to sign, like, for a down payment for a house and everything. I was like, Marco, you don't want no fucking house.
Wow.
Like, I don't want to be tied down to a city.
Yeah.
If that's the case, I could have just went back to Portland. Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, my emotions and thoughts may change once I get older, but back then I was like, you're not even living your dream. How you gonna sign for a down payment? How you gonna get married? This is the person's dream that you're with. This is not yours. So I had to reevaluate what the fuck I was going through, and I couldn't do it anymore. So I had to hire someone to do it for me.
Can you notice a big change in yourself and as far as growth and all that ever since you started?
Yes. I'm more authentically me. Mm-hmm. And like, I really don't, I like have like a fuck you attitude. It's just like, okay, this is me. I'm doing this shit. And like, learning about me was the greatest journey of this. Cause I didn't know all this about me. Like, sometimes I underestimate the shit that like I be doing and everything. But like, that's also what I'm working through therapy. It's just like, you have to sit down and just be like, Marco, the last year and a half, you've been through so much. It's okay to flaunt what you got, to stunt on these hoes, because right. You earned this.
Right.
Like, you created all this. So just bouncing back, you know. Cardi B said, knock me down 9 times, get up 10.
I do.
To the top to spit on niggas.
I hear you. So it sounds like, and don't take this the wrong way.
Don't take it personal. I just want to be alone.
But you're being selfish, which is good.
Like, selfish is a part of my middle name.
Okay. That's why I said don't take it the wrong way, because some people are like, what do you mean I'm being selfish?
Oh, no. I was telling my homeboy, I was like, yeah, I don't do sleepovers and I don't stay the night over people's house. Like, it was like, why? I was like, because I have a routine. Mm-hmm. I gotta be in bed by a certain time. The boy is tired, okay?
Dean said that.
Again, what are we doing here? Why right. are you up at 3 o'clock in the morning trying to you can get that during the business hours because I still gotta go to sleep. And sleep is a part of my self-care.
Yes.
Because I sleep. Let me tell you, the fact that like I can sleep for 8 hours with my phone on loud and nobody calls or texts me, that's growth. My phone used to be on do not disturb all or on vibrate, excuse me, and it used to just bzz, bzz, and I'm always texting. I can literally throw my phone down and like walk away for 3 hours and ain't nobody text or called me. And like, sometimes it hits home. I'm like, damn, like nobody care. And I'm like, no, Marco, you asked for this space. This right. is your space. So like, people know not to call me on Sundays unless, you know, certain few. But like Sundays, I don't have anything to talk to anybody about because that is my day. We can talk about it starting Monday.
Right.
So.
That's good though. I know for me, for the longest time, even today, I'm not super selfish. I'm trying to learn how to be selfish, but I remember, well, like I said, I'm still kind of this way. It's hard for me to say no. And I've made myself, and I continue sometimes to make myself super available to everybody. And I shouldn't. So that's something that I've personally been working on. And I knew it, but I guess going to therapy kind of like made me like really look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of my growth now, just saying no. It's okay to say no to people. It's okay to, like you said, leave your phone on do not disturb or answer anybody. You know, it's okay to be selfish. It's okay to have a day to yourself. Mm-hmm. It's okay to, like you said, you didn't want to spend a night at someone's house. It's okay to be like, no, I don't want to stay over here. I'm not comfortable.
I wasn't talking about spending a night like that. I was talking about bump and grinding the sheets, spending a night. Oh, we don't do those.
Well, still, it's okay to say no.
Stay the night, no. You got to go. I pay for all this up in here.
And Autumn's right. Autumn said therapy holds you accountable, and it does. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for the longest time, I didn't want to go to therapy because I did not want to be accountable for a lot of my actions or a lot of things. that has happened to me or is happening to me. And that's why I really hated therapy. I hate when people ask me questions. I hate getting too personal. Like, I understand I'd be on here, I'd be telling my business, but you got to realize, like, when I'm telling my business, that's like from the past. And I'm telling my business now because I'm like ready to talk about it. I'm over it. So now I can talk about it. But like, I hate getting way too, especially when like something is going on right then and there. I don't like to get too personal with it. I don't like for people to ask me questions about what, like, how are you feeling about what? I just don't like that. And I think that was one of my reasons why I didn't want to go therapy, because I just did not want to be accountable for anything. I didn't want to hear the truth. I didn't want to hear, you know, just anything where it had me like thinking any type of way. And like, I don't know. I just didn't want to do it. But at the end of the day, like, so I would go to therapy and have an attitude the entire time, but I'll start talking, and then like even once the session was over, I'd be like, oh well, it wasn't too bad, I feel better now. And then I have like a whole different perspective of everything. Mm-hmm. And then it just, it's like Autumn said, it holds you accountable, but in a good way. And you kind of take all that and it helps you grow to be a better person. And honestly, I feel like everybody should go to therapy, because especially if you're trying to like get out of whatever your comfort zone, because mm-hmm. therapy definitely will make you come out of your comfort zone. And then like you said, once you like start seeing the things that you're doing, whatever, you start accepting whatever, you change, you become more selfish, then your mental health is better, you're happy with life. Because I'm being honest with you, you had said, I remember I had talked to you a while back when you were still working, and you were just talking about how you were just so unhappy with work, blah, 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 blah. And then you were just like, you know what? My mental health is more important than this job. My mental health is number one, blah, 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 blah. And then you're out here living your best life. Like,
let me tell you, I cannot wait to fucking quit that goddamn job. I just, first of all, let's start here. Why is anybody working during a pandemic? We'll just start there. Second of all, why am I risking my life for these niggas that want to still come in here? Third of all, why am I still coming in here? Because y'all niggas don't give a fuck about me. Why am I here? We're not doing this. See, y'all should actually go listen to that episode. We not doing this. I had a lot of anger about we not doing any of this. An energy shift.
But it was a good episode. Like,
what'd you say? Sorry.
It was a good episode, though. I remember that episode.
Yes, I couldn't take anymore. Like, I knew, and I also knew, like, I knew my mental health was more important than like working through a pandemic and all this other shit. But I also knew that the American dream was, who created this? Who? I got to go to college and then go apply for jobs that are not going to hire me because I don't have experience. Hello. And then when I try to get experience, you guys are going to pay me the lowest that you can.
Hello.
And then I still have to deal with all the bullshit on top of that and still live a life. You know what? I will just create content and live my best life. Because again, we not doing this. I still don't understand why we have like different, I forgot my thought.
You know, you need merch that says we not doing this.
I'm actually gonna create that, thank you.
Well, when you do, let me know, and I'll definitely buy a mug and other things. So, but
I'm actually gonna, I've been really slacking on shit. But you know what? We're talking about great celebrating things, because today is Beyonce's birthday, and there's a lot of bullshit in the world that we can also just complain about. So we're not gonna complain about anything. But yes, there will be a Hear Me Out merch shop shortly. So yeah.
Since you brought up Beyonce's birthday, I have another what if question. What if y'all was for real friends? What would you get her for her birthday?
Girl, nothing, because she's already a fucking millionaire. What? So also, I'm not a I'm not a gift person.
Really?
I hate gifts.
For real?
I do not give me a gift, please. Like, no Secret Santa, no Valentine's Day. Don't try to surprise me. We not doing this, okay? I don't want no gift.
Why?
Like, take me to brunch. Like, surprise me for, like, a brunch. Like, I would rather have an experience than a moment.
Okay.
Like, give me, I know Marco likes brunch. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure that he got his whole outfit, or, you know, I get him a nice, don't give me a nice outfit. You know, he has a nice outfit that he picked out, and then I'm going to take him to this brunch, and then we'll have a day party. And, you know, like, make, you planned all this for me? Do that. Okay. I don't know, goddamn gift.
Okay, so you don't like gifts. Let's say you were dating again. Y'all been dating for a minute, and you come home, right? And on the bed is a box. And you open a box, and it's a whole outfit. And it says, put this on, we go into such and such. You wouldn't be happy with that?
I mean, that would actually be kind of sexy. And you know, whoever that person is will be getting some that night. So... especially if it's my size and my style, it's going down. but yeah, okay, so that would be completely different, but you have to like actually know me, because like my brain, like I'll be like, oh yeah, I like this, but then buy something completely different. So if you can balance and figure that shit out, hey, you might actually be better off with buying three different outfits for me. And like letting me choose, because you're still like, like the control thing, like don't put this, like it is very thoughtful that somebody picked an outfit and laid it on the bed and all that shit, put this on. But then like, I also have a thing for control. Don't tell me to put this fucking outfit on. I don't want to fucking wear this.
Marco, why
you but if you give me three different outfits to choose. Then I'll be like, okay, I have different options and you don't know which one I'm going to wear. So.
So they got to give you options.
Yes.
So if y'all listening.
Look at the bread companies. Many different options that we can choose from in the grocery store. How many places we can buy white teas from? Give me options, okay?
If y'all ever want to impress Marco, make sure you give him options. Don't just give him.
I literally, so actually it's funny you say that, because when we went to Courtney's wedding, the first question I asked, I was like, can I wear sneakers here? And she was like, well, it's optional. And I was like, thank you. Because I was like, now I gotta wear dress shoes all day and then my feet are gonna hurt. And I was gonna do it because that's my girl, but.
Right.
That's like a little bit of options. But if she would have been like, or if anybody on their wedding day would have been like, no, it's suit and tie. Like, you know what? It is your day. Okay, I'll just suffer. But
but you still look nice. It was freezing that. Oh my God.
Nigga, what? Freezing.
So I had just met Marco that day. And our friend got married and we went to the wedding. And I left my cardigan at Courtney's house.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on the balcony in the shade and the wind was blowing, and poor Marco was trying his best to keep me warm, but y'all, I was like dying. And I was like, I know I just met you, but can I please just have like some of your body heat? It was just so sweet. He was like, come here, I'm just gonna try.
Did I give you my jacket?
Yeah, but then I felt bad because I thought you were cold.
Freezing, like dead ass, like I was dead as deep fuck, okay? But I was like, you know what? You can have my jacket. Because if I'm gonna die, I want to die by somebody beautiful as you.
Oh, he's so sweet. But just now I felt so bad because I was like, no, me shivering. It's okay. No, you could keep your jacket. He was like, girl, take this jacket. And I was just like, okay, but deep down inside, I was like, oh, thank the Lord, because I'm over here about to die. So, yeah, that's how we met, y'all. We met at our friend's wedding, and then we got super close because I was trying to steal his body heat. And then we just became instant friends. It was just great. He's hilarious. He's fun to be around with. He's so random. He sings just about every 5 minutes.
I do. Who loves orange soda?
See? Just randomness.
Kale loves orange soda.
See?
Is it true?
If you follow me on IG, my personal IG, I have posted pictures of from that night. And I think I was high. High and drunk. Anyways, I'm in the car waiting on Marco. And I'm like taking a video. And his loud behind is talking about, damn, I think I left my shoes at our place. So you kind of get like an idea of how our night was that night and how he...
Let me tell you. So I also have a thing with just taking my shoes off. It's like, I don't mind. If I can be barefoot all day, knowing that the ground is like the cleanest place in earth, I would do that. I like I'm addicted to shoes, but only because we have to wear them.
So if you didn't have to wear them, you wouldn't be addicted to them?
No, because I would just be barefoot all the time.
That's my middle.
Get a nice little, call me Fred Flintstone in this bitch, okay? Get a nice little pedicure every 2 weeks, you know, getting all the little dead skin off with the cheese grater foot massage thingy.
That's like my middle kid. As soon as we walk in the house, he takes his shoes off, he takes his socks off, and he's just...
I'm actually a nudist at home. So if there was no clothes in the world, I would be perfectly fine with that too.
You can't do that when you have kids.
What? Why can't I? They're mine. I mean, I guess it looks, I mean.
Wait. So you're going to walk around.
You know the white people be doing it though. You know they be walking around.
Marco.
You know, you can't tell me that there ain't one person in the world that be like, baby, it is okay to be free. Just take your clothes off and just run free. Yes. And I'm sure the mom be doing it too. People are nasty.
But would you do it?
With my kid? No. But I think that's just like, it's just, it's just a little weird.
See?
But like if it was normalized, like on Earth, you know, this bullshit ass place that we live in, like if it was in the good place, yeah. Like, hey, so I want to go to this world where it's just people just are nude. Yeah.
Autumn said at one time nobody wore clothes. Right. So imagine that should be another what if. What if no one wore clothes?
I would love it. I love the human body.
So you wouldn't mind seeing everybody naked?
No, because I feel like once it becomes like a normalized thing for us, we will be tunnel vision to see which direction and what we're going to look at and things.
True.
So like, I would hope that if this was like a futuristic world, that there would not be any pedophiles or rapists or any, you know, anything like that along the lines. No, just elephant trunk. Okay, just swing.
Do it again.
What's the new dance that kids be doing on TikTok? Mop.
Autumn's a nudist too. Mm-hmm. She said she don't react to anyone being naked around me. I mean, shoot, I was in the army, and you know, we have to take showers together and all that stuff. You're right. So at a point, it's just normal, and you walk in.
To me, it's like everybody has a dick or a vagina.
Right.
If you're a woman, you have breasts. Some people got big ass, some people got no ass. Everybody has it.
I'm fascinated with the people with no ass, because have you ever seen somebody naked with no ass?
Actually, no.
Hello,
no,
weird.
Because no, hello, weird. That's one of my favorite parts of the body. So no.
Hella weird. The first time I saw it, I was like, "How?" Like
it was just flat.
Yeah, you watch King of the Hill.
No. Why would I watch it? Why would I? What is this? Animation?
You never watched King of the Hill is hilarious. King of the Hill. Marco, I need you to get your life and start so the next time we have a conversation, you'd be like, yeah, girl, I know exactly what you're talking about. You've never watched King of the Hill?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to have to find a picture of his butt and send it to you. Don't judge me.
Is it white people? Is it a cartoon? What is it?
It's a cartoon. Yeah, they're white.
Oh, yeah. So I did not grow up on any cartoons unless it was Nickelodeon or Disney. So, like, when people were watching, like, Beavis and Butthead and all that other shit, yeah, I was not a part of that whole generation. We were raised in the hood, so we didn't have all the extra channels, you know? I had to watch Channel 50 through the static, if you know what I'm saying. Remember cable boxes?
Yes.
Now we can fucking watch TV on our fucking phone.
Crazy, right? Crazy how we grew up from having nothing to all of this.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm going to find a meme and send it to you. But Autumn, you know what I'm talking about. Those who watch King of the Hill, you know that episode where they showed Hank's ass and he didn't really have nothing? That's what it was in like real life. But yeah, I think if everybody was naked, it would be used to it and just.
Yeah, I like new beaches.
You've been?
Yes.
And you just be walking around free.
This elephant just mop. Mop.
I've never been.
I mean, like, I just love people like naked.
Really?
Yes.
I've never been to a nude beach. I don't know if I ever would. Well, I probably would. I've already had 3 kids and I feel like everybody's already seen whatever. Like, I'm not ashamed anymore. But back in the day, yeah, I probably would have been too embarrassed. But now I'm just like, whoop. I mean, I've already had so many people in my vagina. You might as well just.
You know what? I'm hanging up.
I'm just saying, like, I really have nothing to be ashamed of now. Like I said, I've birthed 3.
Plus. Oh, sorry. What were you going to say?
I birthed 3 people, 3 children, and I had so many strangers look down there. So it's just like, at this point, I have nothing to hide.
I was going to say, I have worked hard for this body, okay? So, like, I need to show this off to the world before I die, because if I don't, who going to see it? Only the people I'm sleeping with? No, we're not doing that.
So you want the world?
We're not doing this. That's why, like, I respect porn stars and strippers and everything. Like, it takes a level of confidence for you to just express yourself and just show your body to people. I think it's fucking amazing. I love strippers and porn stars.
I was gonna open a strip club for moms. What if?
I have a business idea that I don't want to say on live because.
Don't say it.
Mm-mm. No, I'm not saying it.
I was gonna open a. I wanted to open a strip club for moms, like stretch marks everywhere, because you know some guys probably like that shit, like the mom bods.
Okay, can I go? Oh, sorry. Mom bobs, yes. I was going to talk about feet too, because can we get a bar of feet? A strip club with just feet? You just model your feet? There are fit fetish people out here. Niggas be making money off of OnlyFans for that shit. Just be a foot model?
So,
with the daycare in the back, yes.
Like, how would that work? Like, is it just like there's a black curtain here, and just or
your
body, and then your feet are just out, like doing like that?
That is actually a great idea, yes. So you don't know who's behind the curtain, because most niggas that have a foot fetish, most niggas being me, I just like nice feet.
So
I'm just telling all my business on this. Cut this short.
I just need you to answer one more question. So okay. You're paying. Okay.
I'm not paying for anything that I can get for free.
But it's like a strip club, but for feet. So you wouldn't like be. If it was legit, okay, you walk in and you can't see the person, you just see their feet and they're doing all this stuff with their feet. You wouldn't let it rain on their feet?
Yeah, I would. So, but that's a strip club mentality. So yes, I would. I thought you were about to ask me, so would you pay somebody to sing you feet? No, I'm not doing that.
People do that.
Let me tell you, okay?
And I need to get in that business.
Okay, because I think I got some really nice feet, too. I mean, they've been sucked a couple of times. But
all right, guys, that's the end of the show.
All right, well, thank you guys so much. You guys can hear me out every week.
I'm just kidding. Hold on. That's not how I end the show, Chrissy.
I'm just kidding. Cheers up. Pour up. Okay, let's see what y'all are talking about. How y'all doing?
No, for real. That's actually a good idea. They should do like a foot strip club or something.
Like a foot bar.
I'm gonna try to make that happen somehow, some way. And like Autumn said, different shoes and pantyhose.
Mm-hmm.
Things with your feet. That.
And then we can have a section in, like on the other side where people with socks on, because you know. Some people don't like toes, but they like feet with socks on them. And
really? It's
a whole community. Yeah, girl. We'll talk about this off of camera.
Did not know that. But okay. Would they serve food at the foot club? I hope not. I mean.
If they can sell chicken wings at a strip club, we can sell chicken wings at a foot club. You literally have vaginas and ass and titties.
You're right. Good night, Mom.
I think. Oh.
You're right. They have chicken wings. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, Jared, we would have food at the foot.
Yeah, we have food. I mean, think about it. When you do, like, the sip and paint with, like, the stripper, people are drinking there.
Get some wings and toe jam. Dean.
You know what, Dean? Goodbye.
Yes, there will be wings, sir. We need to make that happen. Anyways, so I like to end the show with one piece of advice. It could be positive. Well, we're going to do positive because there's so much negativity in the world. One positive thing to give to the people for them to take with them for the rest of the week, for the rest of their lives, whatever. It could be anything. If you don't want to be positive, that's fine. If you want to say fuck everybody, that's fine too. It's about to be serious, y'all. You gotta take a sip.
So hear me out, sit back, relax. I feel a rant coming on.
All right, here we go.
The purpose of this rant. Don't live in fear. So I've been traveling for the last week. So I live in New York, I went to DC, and now I'm in Atlanta. Yes, I know COVID is real. Yes, I know this whole fucking race war is going on. Yes, I know police are shooting niggas. But why do I gotta stay in my house because all this shit is happening? So I say that to say, don't live yourself in fear. Don't live your life in fear. Because why? We get one chance at this fucking shit that we're doing right now. You can still travel and protect yourself with COVID. And also, that also comes with, like, why are we just now believing the government? I ain't never believed the government. So in 2020, I'm not going to start. So don't live your life in fear. Go out and do your shit. make your dreams come alive and live your best life. Like, we really get one chance at this shit. And I'm not about to live my life in fear. I want to leave my foot in the sand prints on the beach. I want my name to be remembered. Yes, the world is stopped, but I can still create. I can still do shit behind the scene. I can still be safe. Yes, oh, the club is closed. I don't even like the club, but I can go to like a little small gathering with friends just to have that social thing that everybody was missing from March, you know? Mm-hmm. So don't live your life in fear. Just do what you got to do to live your best life, because we only get one chance. This is motherfucking shit. Yeah. And stay Black, blessed, and beautiful.
Love it. Mine's is pretty much going to stay the same. I feel like I've been saying this every week, and I'm going to keep saying it. Black Lives Matter. Black people, I love y'all. Keep hope alive, man. Keep fighting the good fight. Don't give up. Fuck everybody else.
Fuck the mother niggas, because I'm down for my nigga.
That don't agree that Black Lives Matter. Fuck everybody that says all lives matter, because they don't. I mean, they do, but they don't. Black lives are only ones being taken. So, Black people, hold your head up.
Keep your head up.
We going to make it through. We just got to come together, do better, and just take over shit. Like, that's all I have.
Sorry, I got a song for everything you say. Let me shut the hell up.
So, yeah, I mean, that's all I really got. I think my stuff is always going to be the same, because we are going through hell. And it has to be like a weekly reminder. Black Lives Matter.
They continue.
Yeah, just keep fighting a good fight, y'all. And be safe out there. I know there's people out there that has COVID and they just still partying like it's 1999 and not being safe at all.
I don't care. I'm a party. If I'm gonna die, I'm gonna die. We all gonna die one day.
So if you had COVID, you would still go out and just...
I mean, no, I'm not gonna spread people. That's just like...
That's what I'm saying. People they have COVID and they still just going out, putting people at risk. So that's all I got. One more thing. All my Black people, y'all beautiful. So
can I do this out? Can I do something before you get in?
Go ahead.
Oh. Yo. It's your boy, Mr. Hear Me Out himself, Marco the Prince. And Audrey, thank you for allowing me to be on your show. I really appreciated this. I love this. I hope you have the audio or something of this, because this is a really good conversation. And thank you. And I can't wait to do this again. And thank you guys for being interactive and listening and, you know, all that other shit y'all did. So thank you. Appreciate you.
Isn't it great? I love live, because you
guys are. I wouldn't say I love lives, but they are different. I got to get like a little fidgeter, because I was fidgeting the whole time with just shit on this fucking thing.
Oh, you don't see me? I don't sit still. I be moving around. I be messing with everything. So, but I appreciate you for joining me again. Throw your plug out there where they can.
You guys can hear me out every week. And Hear Me Out on all streaming services. And if you're looking for more content, follow me on This Is Hear Me Out on Instagram and Twitter. So, yeah.
He's very active. Burr, 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 burr. No, just kidding. Anyways, Marco, you be safe out there.
I am.
I know you're living your best life, but I need you to be safe.
I am safe. I am living my best life. Yeah, I'm being safe. I'm just doing what I gotta do to get where I want to go. So
that's fine.
COVID ain't popping shit over here.
Just be safe. Y'all know where y'all can. Yeah, J Bug, tell him. She said be safe. Y'all know where y'all can find me. Y'all can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and IG at Odd Tales Pod. That's AUDTALES Pod. You know, every Friday I do a live. I don't know how many episodes I'm gonna do this season, but we just gonna go with it. So every Friday around 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I will be on live, and then the audio and the visual will drop on Tuesday. The visual, of course, is on YouTube. The link and all that will be in the show notes, all over social media. I'll have Marco's information there too. Y'all should listen to him. His show is great. He's great. Great energy, all that. And yeah, again, thank you. I know you're ready to go celebrate Beyonce's birthday, so.
I am. I'm actually about to play the Homecoming Live version. I'm actually going to, my homeboy, he's probably listening right now, but I'm actually about to tell him to get up and throw an outfit on so we can go do ball headed whole shit again.
Also, before I go, Autumn just reminded me, podcast. Oh. What?
Keep going. One more thing, but keep going.
Okay, podcast happy hour. That's me and my pod sisters. It's me, Chris, Autumn, J Book, and Tamara. I'll have all their information again in the show notes. But podcast happy hour, the next one, I'll post it right here, is on September 16th. It'll be on Autumn's show, Lit Life Podcast, and we will be live on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, I believe, at 8:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you catch us on that. If you don't know, or if you haven't heard it on my other show, it's pretty much just us bringing our different segments to the show, and we're just discussing whatever. It's a good time. You guys will love it. So make sure you catch us on the 16th. If you don't catch the live, she will have it on her show whenever she drops. I can't remember when she drops. Sorry, Autumn. But yeah, stay tuned for that. But go ahead, Marco. What were you about to say?
I'm going to say also, all you podcasters in these comments, first of all, thank you. But also make sure you follow the Black Podcast Club on Instagram. Go to the website. This is a new club that we built. We're all about building a community of Black podcasters. You don't have to be Black, but, you know, be a part of the Black community and support us. And we're just here to help create and let our voices be heard. So go check that out. Yeah, that's really it.
One more thing. Autumn said her episode will drop 9/18. So just in case you missed the September 16th live show, you can catch it on September 18th. Anyways, again, Marco, I appreciate you for joining me. It was a great episode. It was great talking to you. I love talking to you. You make me laugh every time. Be safe. I cannot stress that enough, Marco.
I'm about to go do hood rat shit with my hood rat friends, okay?
I don't care, but you need to be safe, okay? Don't make hood me
shit with my hood rat friends.
Don't make me hood harass you. Huh? And like, hey, Marco, are you being safe? Because I will.
Yes, I'm gonna have my N95 mask on and all that, so I would be okay.
All right. So
even though it's orange, but that's why I'm wearing all black tonight. So you know, I'm gonna look like a little bit of Halloween over here in this bitch, okay?
Anyways, everybody have a great weekend, have a great night, be safe, please be safe, and y'all can catch me next Friday. Bye.
Wow.